Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That's right. We're at the New Orleans Marriott at 555 Canal Street. We are joining the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation Centennial Celebration. 100 years. The celebration goes from June 23rd to June 26th. We have a list of guests today that will be talking about the agroeconomy here in the state of Louisiana, the role that we play throughout the United States as well as in the world. But first, breaking news, the U.S. Supreme Court issues their decision in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, which banned abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. And this has fundamentally overruled Roe v. Wade. And Dave Cohen, WWL News Director, joins us to give us an update. Dave.
Yes, Newell, this was a very anticipated decision after a draft of this decision was leaked earlier this year. No surprise, but still reverberating across the country and here in Louisiana. With this ruling, the U.S. Supreme Court is now throwing the decision on abortion back to each and every state. This decision says that nothing in the U.S. Constitution prohibits states from restricting or banning abortion. So now each and every different abortion laws. Here in Louisiana, a trigger law was already in place, signed just this week by Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards after it was passed in this past legislative session, that makes abortion illegal in nearly every case in the state of Louisiana, with very few exceptions. The only reasons include to save the life of a mother or to end a pregnancy when the fetus is not viable as determined by multiple doctors. The law in Louisiana that now makes abortion illegal makes no exception for rape or incest. So victims of rape and incest are also banned from having an abortion in Louisiana now, Newell.
It's been a much anticipated decision. We'll see what the public's reaction is to it over the coming days. Already we've seen acts of violence leading up to this decision. It will be interesting to see what the reaction is going to be around this country over the next several days. We'll be checking back with you, Dave Cohen. Thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, Neil.
All right, folks, as we said, we're here at the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, their centennial celebration. About 1,500 farmers and ranchers and their families are attending this four-day convention, coming together to discuss all kinds of issues that impact this industry, impact what they do, impact an industry that is so important to the state of Louisiana. Our first guest is here and knows about impact and deals with it all the time and trying to foster and stimulate tourism within the state of Louisiana. The Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser joins us. Billy, welcome to the show.
Glad to be with you, Newell.
So, Billy, obviously we talk in the context of a lot of other things, but the agroeconomy here in the state of Louisiana is intrinsically linked to tourism, right?
It really is. And, you know, with people wanting to get out and do more outdoor things since COVID, we really up in our game, partnering with Mike Strain and looking at every opportunity to bring ag tourism business to Louisiana. It helps the farmers, whether it's going out and catching your own crawfish and bringing them back and them showing you how to eat them and cook them, to the blueberry fields where you can go pick your own blueberries, watermelons, strawberries. There's a lot of great opportunities. It's a challenge logistically, but more and more people are wanting to get off the beaten path and go see how these farms operate.
You know, when you think of our agricultural economy here, there are a lot of things that we don't think about, right? I mean, a lot of folks don't consider that seafood falls into that. You have the seafood promotion board that you're very proactive on, marketing our seafood around the country, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, the farmers, the crawfish farmers, alligator farms, all the crops. And now what you're seeing, too, is a lot of the liquors that are being made with Louisiana products and starting to open these welcome centers where they're showing them how they make these brews are incredible, too, using Louisiana farm products.
But as you go down the kind of the list, people don't think about it. Beekeepers, cotton, dairy, equine, forestry, labor, livestock, pecans, rice, soybean, oysters, poultry. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Sugar, big one, sweet potato, and I'm sure I'm leaving a whole bunch of them out.
And, you know, me and Mike Strain talk about this all the time. I raised cattle with his dad and uncle for years. They taught me the cattle business. And we always talk about creating opportunities to use those products and to fine-tune them and put more jobs and more opportunities, whether it be the forestry, so we get the finished product right here in Louisiana. And there's so many opportunities to do that. And I know Mike's been working on that and some opportunities to create some jobs in some areas of Louisiana that could use the boost in their economy.
And then we have agricultural products that are actually unique to our state, unique in their taste, unique in their presentation, whether that be onions, tomatoes, strawberries, obviously in the seafood industry, our oysters and alike. And you come from one of those coastal parishes that also has another presentation of citrus. Right?
The orange trees, you're absolutely right. Only place really they grow in Louisiana, that little point that sticks out in the Gulf because it's a little bit warmer in the wintertime. And I'll tell you, Newell, we haven't announced it yet, but I'll tell you today I go out to Pasadena in 2 weeks to make our presentation this year for the Rose Bowl. And after having a first responder, a teacher of the year, a nurse that risked their life during COVID, all the best of Louisiana last year, we couldn't figure out what to present this year, and we'll be presenting to them to put our fair and festival queens from all over Louisiana representing many of these great products. Not only will it represent every corner of the state, but it will give us an opportunity to talk about the value of that to this economy in Louisiana and to this country.
Absolutely. I know that you've worked with the members of the farming community as well, some of the most hardworking people that we have in the state of Louisiana, and incredibly resilient because not unlike homeowners, when we talk about crops being destroyed as a result of natural disasters and otherwise, they take it on the chin in a big, big way.
Absolutely. They have to get up every day, work hard, and rely on the weather, the climate. There's so many challenges in those industries that they have to deal with day in and day out that the normal people don't see. They go to the grocery store and grab those products, and they don't think the hard work. And the thing that's pretty incredible in Louisiana is many of these farms have been in the families for generations, just like the seafood industry. It's not something you just go decide to get into tomorrow. They've lived it. Their fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers. It's just a great industry here. Great family tradition that, and they're good people.
Absolutely. You know, when, Billy, when you travel the state, and we just come out of a legislative session, what are you hearing from farmers more so than any other?
Well, it's the uncertainty. You know, inflation, the cost of fuel, what's going on with the war. You know, people believe there's going to be a shortage of food because of this war. And to make sure we're supporting this industry here and helping them develop the best crops, the best technologies to produce those crops is so important. But there's a lot of uncertainty all over the state and, of course, all over this country with global warming and the unprecedented heat and then the torrential rains that we see sometimes like we did in 2016. So dealing with all those elements in the politics and the economy, they've got their challenges, so it's an industry we really got to support.
Billy, final thoughts? We've got about a minute.
No, you know, I'm excited about the future. We did this trash thing, Noel, and it's really starting to take. I'm seeing a difference. More people cleaning up, more businesses getting involved, and I really believe we're going to see a day when we can say Louisiana is a beautiful, clean state and really a sportsman's paradise.
You know, I love the fact that you guys set the bar high. You know, you set the bar low, that's exactly what you're going to get. Low expectation, right? I mean, you set the bar high, you know, and go after it.
We're going to do it, buddy. I promise. We're going to clean up Louisiana, make us proud.
All righty. Thank you so much. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser visiting with us. We're out here at the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation's centennial celebration, 100 years of existence in helping, facilitating, and collaborating with the farmers of the great farmers of the state of Louisiana. And coming up, we'll be talking to Avery Davidson, Communications Director, as well as Jim Harper, the President. So we go to the break now. We'll be right back.
Overturning Roe v. Wade. As a result, correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The ruling is just what was expected following the leak of a draft opinion to Politico last month. Justice Samuel Alito, writing for the conservative majority, says the court's 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling was egregiously wrong from the start. Chief Justice John Roberts was the sixth vote in favor of overturning Roe, but he wrote his own opinion to express his view that the majority has gone too far here. The decision now empowers state legislatures to ban abortion in a way they haven't been able to in five decades.
Just last month, a CBS News survey showed 2 out of 3 Americans wanted Roe v. Wade to stand. If overturned, 23% said they wanted abortion to be illegal in most cases, 12% in all cases. CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, folks. Joining us, Avery Davidson, Communications Director for the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, their centennial celebration. Avery, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me, Newell.
First, let me thank you for all the assistance that you've given WWL Radio and getting all of the information necessary to go live from here today. What a job. I mean, this place is incredible. Vendors on the left, folks on the right, everybody's smiling. Two-year hiatus coming back from the pandemic. I know that had to be challenges.
There were a lot of challenges, and like with this convention, you know, kicking the rust off after not getting everyone together for 2 years, but you have to consider how eager everyone was to finally see each other face to face. I mean, when you go back to 2020, we were already planning to have our convention here in New Orleans at the Marriott like we do every year. And then COVID-19 hit, and then our president, Ronnie Anderson, himself was diagnosed with COVID and spent 78 days in the hospital, and that was after he had announced his retirement. So here we are. We have a retiring president who's in the hospital, and we've got to plan an election to get a new president regardless. And it was just, it was a very heartbreaking and stressful time, but we found a way to do it. Our membership, our volunteer leaders all came together to do it virtually and to send in their votes via text, because we had to find the way that was the lowest common denominator. You know, not every farmer has a smartphone. Most of them do, but there are a few still with flip phones. So we found a way where they could just text in their votes, and then Jim Harper was elected president in 2020, and he's been doing a great job
ever
since.
And Jim will be joining us in just a few minutes as well. First off, it's good to have you guys in the city, back in the city, and I got to imagine it's just good to be back. As I was walking the halls earlier this morning, there was hardly a situation where I didn't see a smile on everybody's face.
Everyone's happy to see one another again, because this really is a family event.
Yeah.
People come down here, and it's almost like a vacation, because they get to spend a great time in a great city, enjoy some amazing food, but they have that fellowship as well. I mean, you're talking about, we had 1,200 people registered before, a month out from this event. That's unheard of for us. And then you're looking at about 1,600 farmers and their families all here. Some of these folks haven't seen each other in 2 years, because the only time they see each other is at a Farm Bureau convention. So this really is a family reunion, and the fact that it's our centennial just takes it to a whole other level.
And we'll talk a little bit about this with Jim, but I wanted to I had no idea just how broad of a spectrum within the agroeconomy that y'all represent. It is bigger than most people think.
Well, we represent every aspect of agriculture. We are the largest general farm organization. I mean, you do have your American Sugarcane League.
Right.
You have the Cotton and Grain Association. But Louisiana Farm Bureau represents them, too. We are all-encompassing. Everybody from the backyard organic farmer to the large-scale traditional row crop farmer, we represent them all, and they all have a voice in directing the policy of Louisiana Farm Bureau and what we do with our policy-setting efforts.
And as a lot of people don't realize, these types of organizations collaborate together mm-hmm. to try to influence legislation that's mm-hmm. put forth by a number of folks, whether pro or against agricultural interests.
And that's where Farm Bureau really has its strength, is because we don't just represent one commodity. When Farm Bureau comes out in support or against any piece of legislation or policy or even a rule change like WOTUS, you know that it is everyone. It is a unified voice for Louisiana agriculture that is coming saying, you know, we need to look at this a little bit differently. Here's how this is going to affect agriculture, this $13 billion industry for Louisiana. Here's how it's going to affect it as a whole, and what we really want to make sure that everybody is able to have the cheapest, safest, and most affordable available food supply that there can be here.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Avery Davidson, Communications Director. You did a great job. This thing is set up phenomenally, and everybody's smiling, which is a good thing. And I've seen a number of people come up and thank you this morning, and I'm sure that feels good as well.
It's just a job, Newell.
So the nerves have dissipated.
They're kind of gone.
The rust is off.
I'll be ready for whenever I can call Martini on this, because it is a lot of work, but you know what? Seeing everyone enjoy it, that's the satisfaction I get.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Newell.
We'll
be back right after the break with Jim Harper, the president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Stay with us, folks. That's right, folks. We're on location at 555 Canal Street, the New Orleans Marriott, for the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation's centennial celebration, 100 years. And joining us now is Jim Harper, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. And Jim is actually a highly diversified farmer, a sixth-generation farmer in Cheneyville, Louisiana, on a 9,000-acre farm that produces rice, soybeans, crawfish, and cattle, and I guess, sugarcane as well. I guess with all of those products, you know what the challenges are and what farming's all about.
Yes, sir.
So I know you're excited to be back. Congratulations on your presidency now, recently been elected, first time back in the pandemic, two-year hiatus. And what are they telling you? What are your folks, your members telling you this morning?
Well, you know, all our members are just so happy to be back in New Orleans at, at the Marriott. We've been coming down here for 40 years. The last year we were able to come was 2019, and we missed the previous 2 years because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all happy to be here. We're having a great convention. We're celebrating our 100th anniversary and looking forward to the future.
You know, when we think of farmers, I don't think we really recognize just how diverse that is. And as this organization obviously grows, what do you see as your biggest challenges of being the president of the organization, and what is kind of your vision?
Well, you know, what I would like to consumers to know about farming is, you know, farmers risk everything they have every year when they put a crop in the ground. We don't know, we have no control over the inputs. We don't know what we're going to get for the crop until we harvest it. And weather's always a big factor. It's something that farmers contend with every day. It really takes a special person to be a farmer.
Yeah. It's a lot of risk. But, Jim, explain for the listening audience when you say the inputs and we don't know what we're going to get for the crop, because it all depends on the yield per acre, right, and what the potential demand would be. That would be the supply side and then the demand for that product.
Yes, sir. You know, it depends on your yield, which you don't know because of the weather is a big factor. You know, hurricanes can take half your crop. And the price, you know, we're at the mercy of the commodity markets.
Right.
We really don't know what price we're going to get until we harvest the crop. Now you can do some things like hedging your crop and some marketing, but it's a volatile industry.
Sounds very familiar to the discussions we've been having about the price of fuel. And who actually controls that price?
Yes, sir.
Because that's just a different commodity, right?
Yes, sir. And, you know, that's one thing farmers are very concerned about. You know, it takes farmers. It's primarily the price of diesel fuel. And it's over $5 a gallon. It takes a lot of fuel for farmers to make the crop. Then they have to haul it to get it processed. Then it has to be hauled to the grocery store. And practically all the nitrogen fertilizer that farmers use is made from petroleum, from natural gas practically. And it's more than doubled. So prices have gone up some, but the profit margin is probably gone down a little because of the increase in inputs.
So as you make your rounds around the state, what are the most unique things that you're hearing from your farmers that is making it difficult for them, especially family farmers? You know, I mean, because they've been kind of the backbone historically of the farming industry. It has changed, right?
Right.
The farms today are not your great-grandmother's or father's farm any longer, right?
No, when I was a child, you know, farmers could farm 100 acres and make a living. Now you've got to have 7 or 8 times that just to be able to afford the equipment to farm. You've got to spread it over a lot of acres. Farmers in Louisiana are really concerned about inputs. They're concerned about government regulations. They're concerned about markets. We have many countries that put artificial barriers up to letting us sell our products in their countries.
Mm-hmm. It's protectionist legislation for their farmers?
Yes, sir. It's protectionist legislation. You know, we have what they call the World Trade Organization that is supposed to be able to stop this from happening, but, you know, a lot of countries don't follow the rules.
So when we look at demand for your ag products, are you hearing from your members that there's concern about the supply? I mean, how many cultivated acres that we have in the respective states of this country, and more particularly in Louisiana, should we have more cultivated acres?
Well, you know, the I guess that's a market decision. We do have some acreage and conservation programs, and they're usually the acres that are susceptible to erosion, and it's a government program that allows you to take those acres out of production. But Louisiana is the biggest industry. Agriculture is the biggest industry in Louisiana.
Well, that was true. You're bigger than Louisiana.
But nationwide, we have a plentiful supply of food. There may be some short-term shortages of food, such as eggs, if something's going on, with some bird virus or something. But we have a plentiful supply of food. And we have the safest food in the world. American farmers are the most regulated farmers in the country. And some regulation is good. You want your food to be safe.
Absolutely.
All farmers want the food to be safe. We do not have a food shortage in the United States.
We're visiting with Jim Harper, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. I was talking with Avery just casually earlier, and I was kind of curious. A lot of challenges right now. The Ukrainian-Russian war, they're big wheat producers, creating stressors in both Eastern and Western Europe as well as the continent of Africa. Mm-hmm. People are trying to realign their supply chains, yeah. Right? Can you remember... As more particularly as a farmer, in modern times, a more volatile period of time for farming?
I really cannot remember a more volatile time than we're in now. The Ukraine is a huge producer of wheat, and the Ukrainians are good farmers. They normally make a good crop, a wheat crop, but because of the war, even if they can make a crop, they can't ship it. So it's going to be a wheat shortage. It's not going to be a wheat shortage in the United States, but because we're on a world market, it's going to make the price higher.
Yeah. That volatility as we continue with inflationary pressures, obviously diesel, you guys are big-time consumers, all of this heavy equipment.
Yes, sir.
That, once again, is not your grandfather's tractor. Right.
Right. Right.
GPS controlled. I've seen some of these operations.
Right.
I mean, they look like space machines.
Yeah. That's right. We now have tractors. You can start on the end and it'll drive to the other end in a straight line. It may be off by 1 centimeter or something. It's really amazing.
Kind of like your steady hand.
Well, I never was that steady. But it's amazing the technology that's coming up. It's expensive.
And the reason I bring that up is that you mentioned earlier the challenge of cultivated acres that you have as a family farm and what it takes, because this is the type of technologically enhanced farming equipment that costs a lot of money that you need to be able to support, because you need that to be able to compete.
Right. You're exactly right. Equipment is just so expensive, and you have to have a lot of acres to be able to afford the equipment. So it's kind of like all businesses, it's kind of, because of economic conditions, you're kind of driven to get bigger.
You guys just come out of a legislative session. How did y'all fare?
We fared very well. We passed the bills that we were interested in, and we got quite a few bills killed that we thought might hurt agriculture.
Do you find that the legislature, state administration, has a keen understanding of your industry?
Well, we've got a good working relationship with Governor Edwards, And we've got a good working relationship with a lot of the legislatures in Louisiana.
A number of which are farmers, right?
Some are farmers. They have, it's kind of a, it's an organization. It's called the Rural Caucus. It's legislators that are from rural areas.
And folks, I'll tell you, a very powerful caucus. Yeah.
And we work with them. And we have a good relationship with the governor.
Yeah.
So we're a force to be reckoned with in the legislature.
Well, the reason I ask is that those are all stress points,
yeah.
right? And
yes,
if
sir.
They don't always align, it makes it even more difficult for you guys to be successful, to be able to successfully deliver your crop to market and make a price. I mean, I'm
yes,
looking
sir.
At shrimp prices right now. I don't know how shrimpers are going to stay in business. I mean,
well,
they're almost giving it away.
And the Farm Bureau represents the shrimping industry also. And, we were formed 100 years ago to advocate for farmers and ranchers and educate the public about the value of agriculture. And we're mostly just for common sense stuff in the legislature. We're just trying to make an honest living and stay in business.
And to give folks just a flavor, in the 2017 census, there were 27,300-plus farms.
Yes, sir.
In Louisiana, 7.9 million acres
yes, sir.
Cultivated, and the average size of a farm was just 292 acres.
Yes, sir. Now, I will say this, you know, what they classify some of the smaller acres as farms.
Right.
You're really commercial farmer unless you're, you know, producing produce or nursery stock would probably be a good bit bigger than that.
Yeah. Making the point that you made before that it's necessary
yes,
in order
sir.
To survive.
Yeah.
Well, let me say, welcome back to the city. We're glad that y'all are back. I know you have to be really
yes,
happy
sir.
To see all the smiling
yes,
faces
sir.
That you've seen this
yeah.
morning. And we hope that y'all have an incredible and successful convention.
Could I put one plug
yes, sir.
In real quick? Senator Bill Cassidy is going to be visiting with us today, and Congresswoman Letlow. And
yes.
we're excited to see him, and I want to thank them for taking time out of their busy schedule to stop
because they're in
session.
They're
us.
In session right
yes,
now
sir.
Too, so
yes,
that
sir.
That means a lot. Thank
yeah.
you so.
Thank you
so much, Jim Harper, President of Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Got to get to the CBS News break. Stay with us, folks.
CBS News special report, the Supreme Court ruling in a Mississippi abortion case has effectively overturned Roe v. Wade, saying that women do not have the right to an abortion. National Right to Life President Carol Tobiaf.
The Supreme Court has correctly decided the right to kill unborn children is not in the U.S. Constitution. So this is just a great day for mothers and their babies.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
What this means to women is such an insult. It's a slap in the face to women about using their own judgment to make their own decisions about their reproductive freedom.
Planned Parenthood's Kelly Robinson.
The courts have failed this country. The courts have failed women and pregnant people all over this country.
In the case decided today, Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, Mississippi had asked the Supreme Court to eliminate the constitutional right to abortion, and the court has done that. CBS News Special Report, I'm Peter King.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, folks. We will periodically give you updates as it relates to the Supreme Court ruling on the case captioned Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, which banned abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. And in rendering their decision on that case, they eliminated the provisions in Roe v. Wade and Casey versus Planned Parenthood. So it now goes back to the states, and we'll get an update from Dave Cohen at the top of the hour at 11 o'clock. It's been a great visit so far here at the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. A lot of folks up, they expect 1,500 to 1,600 farmers to visit the conference that will go on for the next several days here at the Marriott Hotel. Just a few stats that I find very interesting. There's a census that's actually done, and the last one was done in 2017. They're doing one now that will come out in 2023 that will be conducted in 2022. The number of farms here in the state of Louisiana, 27,386. And they've cultivated 7.9 million acres of land, and the average size of farms is about 292 acres. Market value of products sold. Now, these are 2017 numbers, so obviously they're going to go up substantially. $3.1 billion that are produced here and sold Louisiana products. Total farm production expenses, $2.6 billion, and net cash farm income for the state of Louisiana, just under $1 billion dollars. I mean, it's absolutely incredible, the numbers that we talk about. Of the farms by size, which I found very interesting as well, about 3,700 between 1 and 9 acres, 9,000 farms between 10 and 49, 7,600 between 50 acres to 179 acres, 3,600 between 180 to 500 acres, 500 to 1,000 acres, about 1,200 farms, and about 2,000 farms that are greater than 1,000 acres. And it really is a bell curve as to the smaller ones, and then it rises up in the middle and goes down to the big ones. I was talking to the lady from the Ag Census Bureau, and she was telling me that they anticipate these numbers are going to change a lot. One, because of the inflationary pressures that we're dealing with now. Obviously, total farm production expenses would go up. There is more acreage that's being cultivated now as well, and the number of farms will go up too. All right, so when we come back after the top of the news break, we will continue to talk to folks that are involved in farming. In the noon hour, we'll visit with Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana's Department of Agriculture and Forestry. No one knows more than he. And we'll also visit with Andrew Walmsley, Senior Director of Government Affairs, in the next hour. It's for the American Farm Bureau, and Tammy Arender, a reporter anchor for RFD-TV. She reports on agriculture. So we'll get a lot of information from her from the reporting media side on this industry. So we look forward to that as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the top of the news break. This is Newell on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.